Cleveland cares for you.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to get ready. Let's go into a message entitled The Ten Commandments, God's Law of Love. God's Ten Commandments will never die. The Bible says in Acts chapter 7, verse 38 and 39, that they are lively. This is one of the only places I find in the Bible that the commandments, which are the oracles of God, is called lively. The reason they are found in the New Testament under the word lively is simply because they are still alive in the New Testament. Most people are preaching in our day and time to have nothing to do with the Big Ten, talking about the Ten Commandments. Most people are teaching that we are under grace and we're not under law. Well, the law that we're not under is the 613 laws, which is called the Mosaic Law. Those laws have ended, but God has never ended His laws. God's laws will always abide because they are called the law of love. Praise the Lord. And in the New Testament, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, it says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." In the New Covenant, we have become the laws of God because we're born of these laws. And in fact, this is the covenant. There are preachers teaching and trying to tell you that Jesus Christ Himself is the covenant. But the Bible said Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament. Now, in this New Testament, there is a covenant, and the covenant is the Ten Commandments. They are still alive. And the commandment on the Sabbath day was adjusted by Jesus to be our rest. Because when we get born again, we have entered into the rest of God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." So in Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4, we see where Jesus Christ has become our rest. So all 10 commandments still exist in the New Testament. And these laws are within our heart. Glory to God. Now, there are preachers in our day and time that are coming against these laws and saying that we don't have to abide by them. We don't have to keep them. As we teach the word of God on the radio, we do our best to expose false doctrine. We are not dealing with people per se, or we are not trying to down any person, but we are trying to take the word of God, teach the truth, and expose false doctrines in the body of Christ. There are three major category of preachers in our day and time that you need to beware of. The first one is the sin preachers. These preachers tell us that there is no such thing as sinless perfection, which means nobody can stop sinning. Everybody gonna sin. But the Bible teach us to be ye holy, for God is holy. And we know to be holy, you have to be void of sin. There is no sin in holiness. And sinless perfection has become a big, deep word in our day and time to try to play down the fact that we got to be holy. The Bible says that we need to be found holy when He comes. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, it says, "And I pray God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord." You can't have any sin in your life because the Bible said He's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27. And so these preachers tell us that everybody's going to sin, that you will sin, and they change the word "if" to "when." They say when you sin. They preach a lot about justification by faith. But what they mean by justification by faith is that you're still justified in the midst of sinning, which is not true. The Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. There are grace preachers in this modern day age. There are cross preachers in this modern day. And most of your grace preachers teach that God don't punish sin no more. And they teach that in many cases, you don't even have to confess your sin. These are antichrist spirits that's teaching the saints. And we are on the air to try to expose lies that's been in the body for a long time. Some of your modern day cross preachers, they don't believe that you have to do anything. If you just believe in what Jesus did for you, and they like to say who He is and what He did. But the truth of the matter is we need to know who He is, what He did, and why He did it. He did it so that you might walk in covenant with God. Now, Jesus didn't go through what He went through to leave you helpless. Amen. I do know that there was a time when we was without strength. The Bible said when we was without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. We couldn't die for ourselves. We couldn't pay for our own sin. But the Bible says Jesus came according to Daniel 9:24, and he ended sin. He brought in everlasting righteousness. He anointed the holy place. Yes, the Messiah accomplished for us what we could not accomplish for ourselves. And we couldn't do that. Our blood was unholy. We couldn't make ourselves righteous. But now that Jesus have died on that cross and provided salvation for all mankind, all we have to do now is repent and come to Jesus Christ. Do what he say, he'll send us his power, which is called the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of grace, and he'll change your life forever, and he'll give you power to walk in righteousness. Now that we have been born again, and now that we have accepted the work on Calvary, we are now responsible. Most of your cross preachers, they don't believe you have to be responsible after the cross. They don't believe in discipleship. They don't believe you have to put off and put on. They don't believe you have to deny yourself. And they'll take the word of God and they'll preach some truth in the scriptures, but they preach it in the wrong perspective because they want you to think that you just need to sit at the cross and say cross, 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 believe, believe, believe. But there's no truth to that. And I'm asking you, according to 1 John 4:1, try every spirit. See whether they be of God. I want you to try the spirit of this message. Try the spirit on my life, because every preacher supposed to be tried by the saints. It is not an insult to try your preacher, try your pastor, try your leader. And if your leader is preaching the truth, you're supposed to love your leader. You're supposed to support your leader, and you're supposed to support your church. But we don't supposed to take everything hook, line, and sinker, because the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1, that in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So as we get ready to go into the message today, I want to share a few scriptures with you, and I want you to receive a warning. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. These was leaders who was teaching God's word, but they was misleading the people. And I don't want you to be misled by the sin preachers, the modern day grace preachers, and the modern day cross preachers. Look at what the Bible says in Matthew 5:17. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. We should believe Jesus more than men. If Jesus said we're blessed by doing them, then we shouldn't let someone tell us we don't have to do them simply because we believe in the cross. No, if you really believe in the cross, you'll do these commandments. Glory to God. Look at what Jesus said in Revelation 22:16 and 22:14. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates, into the city. Let me show you what his apostle said. Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 7:19, being circumcised or uncircumcised isn't really what matters. The important thing is to obey God's commandments. Look at Paul embracing the commandments in the CEV translation, 1 Corinthians 7:19. Let's look at what Apostle John says. Then we're going to go into the message. 1 John 2:3-4. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Let's go now into the broadcast. Then said, lie low, I come to do thy will. Now you're going to see Jesus doing his will too. You're going to see Jesus quoting his will when the devil tempted him. You're going to see him in the Sermon on the Mount teaching his will. That's the will of God. Then he said, above when he said sacrifice and offerings and for burnt offerings and for sin thou wouldest not. He's talking about, I'm tired of this Mosaic law is what he's talking about. Wouldest not. Neither had pleasure therein which were offered by the law of Moses. You got to be able to discern which law he's talking about when you see law in the New Testament, or you're going to be confused.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will. There it is again. The will of God is the Ten Commandments. To do thy will, O God. He taketh away the, let me show you that he's talking about his will. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. What you think he's talking about? The first covenant was the Ten Commandments on stone. He take away the first to establish the second. The second one is what? Hebrews 10, start at verse 14. This is the covenant. I will put my laws in your heart. So he's talking about the Ten Commandments. The Bible really is simple if you see it from the right perspective. You see it through love. It ain't nothing but a love letter. And all the epistles saying the same identical thing. All right, so he's talking about the first command, the first covenant, Ten Commandments he wrote on stone. To establish a second covenant, Ten Commandments he wrote inside of Judy and me. That's what make us special in our family. That make you special in your family. All right? Go to Romans 1, 16 and 17. I told you I'm going to open up the mystery. It's really not a mystery. You've been looking at it all the time. But it takes the apostles' ministry to open the mystery up. All right. Let's look at this. People quote this all the time. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And they think they're preaching the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believed, to the Jew first. Who did he give his oracles to first? That's what made him special. But what was his ultimate goal? To give them to everybody. Jew first, then to the Gentiles. He's talking about the Ten Commandments. To the Jew first and then to the Greek, which is Gentiles. For therein, in the gospel, I wonder, do you know what the gospel is? The good news that he's going to establish the second covenant with them in you. The good news that Jesus is going to come and die to snatch you out of the devil's kingdom and then put God's laws inside of you, make you a new creature, tell you how to live in his kingdom. That's the gospel. That's what this Bible talking about. Okay, for therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. I wonder, do y'all know what the righteousness of God is? Oh, the Bible going to come alive. It's going to make you alive. Because all we're talking about is loving God more than anything and anybody and loving everybody else. That's the righteousness of God. Everybody say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Well, what is that? Love. 10 things. So he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. God's righteousness is revealed from what? I wonder if you know what he's talking about there. The first one's on stone, he called the faith of God. The second one is the faith of God within. He come to take away the first to establish the second. From faith to faith. From the ones on the stone to the ones within. Now there is an element of human faith to the faith of Jesus, but the faith of Jesus is the Ten Commandments lived out in our hearts when you receive the faith of Christ. You established in the faith. But I want you to see when you're reading this, when he said the righteousness of God, which is his love law, is revealed in this good news that he's about the kingdom. He came preaching the kingdom. And he said it's revealed from faith to faith. He's getting ready to take you from the faith of God on stones to the faith of God in the new birth. This is the mystery. This is the mystery of the whole Bible. The Ten Commandments is the treasure chest for the entire Bible because it's love. And God is, all right, let me show you something else. Romans 1:18. I'm almost done, hope. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the, wonder what you think the truth is that he's talking about, the love law. Jesus said in John 17, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Do you know what Jesus was talking about when he said, thy word is truth? Go back to Deuteronomy when he said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What do you think Jesus was talking about? Go back to Deuteronomy when he said every word. Before he said every word, it was connected to the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. Every commandment that came out your mouth is truth. So right here when you see hold the truth and the truth in unrighteousness, you know who that was? That was the Jews who had been given the truth of God. Now they got a Mosaic law so they can go sin, but if they offer this bull and goat, God will cover the sin. They can go commit adultery, they offer a bull and goat, God will cover it another year. They was holding the truth in their unrighteous ways. I can go sin, 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 offer goat, 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 and thank God wasn't looking. They was holding the truth. The truth was the Ten Commandments. Loving God enough to say no. They was holding the truth in unrighteousness, living unrighteous because they had a system where they could offer bulls and goats and God gonna let me off. Church doing the same thing today. Oh, just believe in the cross. You can go to heaven with sin. Just your faith. They offering bull. Your faith is your bull now. Let me hear it here. That's the truth. All right, go to Romans 2:8. Romans 2:8. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey, what he talking about there? Okay. Y'all study in context now. If you don't believe me, you're going to see that's what he's talking about. Let's go to another one. All right, look at it, verse 11 through 13. For there is no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without the law, the Ten Commandments, the love law, shall perish without the love law. And as many as have sinned in the love law, the Ten Commandments, you're going to be judged by the love law. It says, for not the hearer of the law, the Ten Commandments are just, but the doers. You got to do this. You got to love God and you got to love people. Don't you not justify it. That's what that Bible talking about. Y'all go study. I know Elder going to check me out. That's the mystery of the Bible. Love. 1 Peter 4:11. If all over the Bible, if any man speak, let him speak in line with as what? Y'all know what the oracles are right now. That's the Ten Commandments. Peter said, if you speaking, if you got something to say, make sure it's in line with love. Make sure it's in line with these ten oracles. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability God give it, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. You cannot glorify God in these Ten Commandments without acceptance through Jesus Christ. You got to be born again. Hallelujah. All right. James 2:12. So speak ye and so do ye as they that shall be judged by. You're going to be judged by the love law. So he said, whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying, do it by that love law. All right? Now, having understood that, go to 1 Corinthians 13. You got that up there, Nisha? 1 Corinthians 13. Now, when you read 1 Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians 13 makes sense. Paul came out of this chapter. Paul, in the other chapter, Paul said, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. Then he said, follow after charity. Charity and love. I'm going to use love because that's what it is. Follow after love and then desire spiritual gifts. Now you see why he said that. Because you can use all these spiritual gifts and you can do all these great things, but if you don't love, you're nothing. Amen. I love everybody. I love everybody ever been here, everybody left here. Love them all. You should love them too. Just be wise and just make sure you spank them enough when you still did wrong, but I love you. Love don't rejoice in wrongdoing, but I still love them. And you should too. Now when you read this, it makes sense. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I'm making a lot of noise if I don't walk in the Ten Commandments. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and know all and have all knowledge, as though I have all faith so that I could remove a mountain and have not love, I'm nothing. If you don't have these Ten Commandments, these ten oracles, and you don't understand them, you are nothing with all the knowledge you have. It says, and though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, and that is agape, that's God's love, the love of God, it profits me nothing. You got the rest of them? Watch this. Love. Now, here's love. When you're walking in the Ten Commandments, this is why, Judy, I don't care how ugly they've been to me. The day they repent, I'm going to run and grab them and hug them. Want to do it right now. I just don't want you stabbing me while I'm doing it. I ain't crazy. You know, you ain't, I'm loving you and you stabbing me. Oh, I love. No, that ain't what that ain't love. That's stupidity. I ain't going to let you kill me, but I'm going to still love you. But I'm wanting to get to you to show you my love. But I got enough. Even a dog will protect itself. Animals protect themselves. So we're not talking about that, okay? But now here's real love. Love suffers long. It puts up with people, and it's kind. Now, if we're not operating in this, you're not operating in the Ten Commandments. And see, and this is what you're going to be judged by, the Ten Commandments, because this is what this chapter is about. And it's kind. And love envies not. I'm not envious of nobody. Love vaunted not itself. It's not puffed up. I know I get bold and preach the gospel, and people think that being puffed up. No, love don't rejoice in iniquity, and we'll challenge iniquity. That's love. People think that's arrogance. That's love. When I challenge false doctrine, loving the preacher that's preaching it. It says, it's not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. You ain't thinking no evil. You say, well, I can't keep my thoughts right when you ain't loving. You ain't walking in love. You're not perfected in it. Rejoice not in iniquity. I can't rejoice in sin. I can't sit here and pet you when you done wrong. No, that ain't love. I got to call it out. It don't rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoice in truth. You know what that is? Yeah. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and doeth all things. Let me go to my last. Now go to 2 John 1. You got this. Now watch 2 John 1. And if y'all watch it, I'll let you go. All right, please, 2 John chapter 1, read it. Please read it. All these apostles taught like this. All of them. I'm just going to close with this one tonight. All of them, all their epistles taught the same thing. And this is what these preachers telling us don't have nothing to do with. Watch this apostle. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the, y'all know what that is? Yes. And not only, but also all they that have known the truth. The truth is what God's revealed about his righteousness. Love God, love people. That's the truth. That's the truth of why love make the world go round. That is the truth. And everything else about truth springs from that. You can't go into the meat of the word unless you got the milk of the word, which is this right here. This is milk. This is the basics. You got to learn first. Don't this Bible, you just going to get puffed up and be preaching and think you know what you're talking about and don't know nothing. Because Paul said you nothing if you don't get this. Okay? It says, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us. I wonder what that is. That's the covenant. He said, this is the covenant I'm going to make with you. I will put my laws in you. That's what he's talking about. The truth that dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. God is a God of love now, yesterday, today, and forever. And anybody that can't love can't live in his realm. It's going to be with us forever. Grace be unto you. Grace comes with it. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ and the Son of the Father in truth and love. Now there is an element of human love there. Don't get me wrong. See, because in my human emotions, I love God too. But I walk in his agape love. Okay? All right, give me the other ones right fast. Because I want you to see what this book say now. I rejoice greatly and found that that I found of your children, thy children walking in truth, walking in the love of God, walking in the commandments. Now he gonna tell you what, if you don't think he's talking about the commandments, you're getting ready to see him call them out. I ain't making this up. This is the mystery of the Bible. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children that they walking in truth, as parallel to, as we have received a commandment from the Father. When did the Father give that commandment? Back on Mount Sinai. Now, if you don't think he's talking about that, he's going to tell you when he gave it. In the beginning of the nation of Israel. He said, and I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment. I'm not writing a new one unto thee, but that which was from the beginning, which the Father gave. He didn't even say Jesus gave. Jesus taught him, but he's trying to take you back to what Jesus was teaching. Jesus was teaching what the Father said. So he's trying to show you the commandment he's talking about is the commandment of love, the Ten Commandments. He said, a new commandment unto thee, but that which was from the beginning, that we love one another. That's the commandment. Love God, love others. And this is love, that we walk after his, right there in the chapter, the apostle teaching us, and they say we ain't got no commandments. All these apostles taught this. Now watch this. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is the commandment that we have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Next one. For many deceivers, watch this, many deceivers are in the world. Ain't no more law. Stay away from the Ten Commandments. If you try to keep the Ten Commandments, you're sinning. All you do is just believe in what he did at the cross, and you ain't got to do nothing. You don't need no discipleship. You don't need to be taught. Liars, deceivers, antichrist. There are many deceivers entered into the world who confess that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh. You know what he's talking about? When he came in and put them laws, that law of love is seen in your flesh. If God's love can't be seen in you, you ain't walking. You're not walking in the new covenant. That's what he's talking about. Because he ain't talking about something out of your mouth. All right? He said, look to yourself that you lose not your reward. Don't let nobody fool you and trick you. Don't let no preacher trick you and you lose your reward. You're going to get a reward from God for walking in love. He said, look to yourself that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Whosoever. Now, watch this. Now, come on, get ready, man. God, come on, close out. Because I'm going to leave you with this. Every apostle taught the same thing. Why was it overlooked? Because no true apostles was on the scene opening up the mysteries. Now God bringing true apostles back on the scene. They opening up things that been written from the beginning of the world. And you've been looking at it all the time. He reveals the mystery to his holy apostles and prophets. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Now the doctrine of Christ is, you can go to the Gospels and hear, see the doctrine he taught. He taught the doctrine of the Ten Commandments. The Beatitudes was the tenor of the Ten Commandments. That was his doctrine. And so the Bible says, see, and Paul, John explained the doctrine of love to you. Now he's saying, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You do not have God if you don't get this. You can think you know God, but if you don't get this, you don't know God. That's what that Bible is telling you. And abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Next verse. If there come any preacher, any religion, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, cross preacher, grace preacher, sin preacher, any preacher, if there come unto you any, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine that I just explained to you and you see it in your own spirit and soul. Anybody come and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, your ears, your radio, your car. Receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. This is the doctrine of the whole Bible. Anything else is evil.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next
one. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.